We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Monday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harris in here. We have John Montone and Glenn Shuck out there this morning. Bomb threats were emailed to multiple Jewish community centers around New York State over the weekend. No actual bombs were found, as far as we know, but the threats are not being shrugged off, especially not by Governor Cuomo, as Glenn reports from the governor's office on the east side this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, good morning. Yeah, Governor Cuomo, turns out, spent the weekend in Albany. It's where he sent all this initial information out on social media from there, saying there were at least 18 Jewish community centers all around the state that got these anonymous emailed bomb threats Saturday night into Sunday morning. And one of them happened to be in Albany, so the governor raced over there to that JCC after it had been evacuated. He gathered with the police. It was Albany Police, State Police, who gave the all clear, and then the governor spoke.
I just want to say on behalf of all the good people of the state of New York, we're sorry for this unfortunate incident, and it in no way reflects how New Yorkers feel about the Jewish community.
The governor went on to tell the media, Lee, that this was an act of terror, in his opinion, that children and families were in that JCC and in others that got those threats. And obviously, in a Sunday morning, that's not what they wanted to have to deal with and had to make a run for it. It was very frightening, and that's why they were taking it extremely seriously. Now, a short time later, the NYPD put out their own statement about what's going on possibly in the five boroughs. They say no specific, no credible threats of any kind to these Jewish community centers in the five boroughs, and there are lots of them, but they'll be working with other law enforcement agencies to make sure that it stays that way.
And those agencies would include the FBI in this case, right?
Yes, indeed. So they're all on alert. You know, they've gone through this before. Obviously, this is unfortunately an anti-Semitic trend that's been going around the state the last couple of months. I think the governor mentioned at least 45 different incidents. So this would add to it. Again, he seemed particularly upset about the fact that the children in that Albany location were in a classroom and had to run out of there with a bomb threat. So the governor's going to update us at some point later today, and we'll keep everybody else updated as well.
Okay, Glenn Shuck live from the east side this morning. A water main break at the Taft Houses in East Harlem has left thousands of residents without running water in their apartments. There is a plan B, but this resident, for one, doesn't care for it.
It sucks. Who wants to get water from a hydrant? Nobody does. This is crazy. This is crazy. We have to go through this and live in these conditions. This is ridiculous. It's cold and we got to be out here and get water. This is crazy.
You talk to Channel 11. NYCHA says they're working on it, but as of now, there's no word on when the water is going to be back on. In the days after 9/11, firefighter Daniel Foley searched through the rubble at Ground Zero looking for his firefighter brother, Tommy.
Danny promised his mother and father he wouldn't come home till he brought his brother home with him. On the 11th day, Danny miraculously found his brother, Tommy, in the rubble at the World Trade Center.
And Lieutenant Mickey Convoy of Rescue 3 in the South Bronx says Daniel continued working on the pile for a year, and that's what cost him his life on Saturday. Daniel Foley died of 9/11-related pancreatic cancer, leaving behind a wife and five children. He was just 46 years old. The NYPD has a new strict social media policy designed to clamp down on leaks. Officers have been ordered not to post any information on cases if that information hasn't already been made public, and that includes crime scene photos or videos. Meantime, the New York Post reports Internal Affairs is looking into whether tweets by Sergeants Benevolent Association President Ed Mullins violated department policy and that would include the tweet in which he declared war on Mayor de Blasio following the shooting attacks on officers earlier this month. The Yankees haven't played their home opener yet, but the bats are already swinging in the Bronx. Cops are looking for a woman who beat a guy with a baseball bat outside a deli in Mott Haven earlier this month. There was some kind of dispute, apparently, and the woman swung her bat at the victim's chest while a male friend punched the guy in the face. The victim's taken to Lincoln Hospital. He was in stable condition. There is video of these two suspects now who are wanted in the attack, and we're putting that up at 1010wins.com. In Levittown, Michael Drummond's under arrest. Cops say he hid in the bushes outside a neighbor's house and shot video of her through her window. He did that about 15 times, the cops say. Marianne Domoncello is that neighbor.
He needs help. How could you let him out? Mm-hmm. Put him in the psych ward. See what's wrong with him.
Neighbors are concerned that Marianne wasn't the only victim, and cops are asking anyone else who might have concerns to get in touch. Drummond is charged with unlawful surveillance and stalking and harassment. Well, here's February almost over, and it would be over even sooner if this weren't a leap year. And the way things are going, it looks like we're going to get through this month with no measurable snowfall, just a trace, as the weather people like to say. Now, most people are okay with that, we think, but not everyone, apparently, as John Montone tells us live from Rutherford this morning. John?
Well, Lee, this past winter weekend was sunny and almost warm across the boroughs and burbs. Just delightful. Unless you happen to own a fleet of pickup trucks with snow plows on them, like Brian Marvin Tanos, who tells 1010 Winds, no snow, no dough.
I don't know if it's global warming or what it is, but it's pretty bad. If it goes on like this for another year or two, a lot of people are going to suffer.
Well, snow plowing can't be the most lucrative profession in this area because it really doesn't snow that much, even in a snowy year.
Well, there have been winters, as you know, and I especially know, being the street guy, where every week we seem to have 3, 4, 5 inches of snow on one day or the other. Snow that began in December and ran right through early, even mid-April. This would be the sixth February ever, as they say, since they kept records, that we got really no snow at all. And Marvin Tanos, sounding a tad testy, says,
"People don't like snow, should move to Florida."
Yeah, well, a lot of them do. And it's not just the snow that's sending them there.
You know, his company, he was telling us, just opened up in North Carolina. They're expanding, and I believe the Carolinas have gotten more snow than New York has gotten this winter. You can check with Dean DeVore and AccuWeather, but I believe that is the truth this year.
Yeah, some people do want it to snow. We know a guy like that. We call him the boss, so it's going to be a rough February for him, but there's always March. Some of the worst snowstorms in the history of New York have come in March.
Right. And as Bridget Quinn, our delightful news anchor, is happy to say every time she introduces this story, I'm jinxing us. I'm jinxing us.
Well, let's hope you're jinxing
us. We will see. Well, the
snow equals ratings. You know that.
Yeah, I understand that. But for the rest of the people, it's the Malocchio, or the Kinahora. Is that what we would call it?
I don't know. Now you're just talking nonsense. So it's going to be 58 degrees today, and enjoy it. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.